The Big Red Bench.
We spoke back before the Douglas game, and unfortunately, we lost that one. I suppose on the night, you know, Douglas kind of outplayed us and outhurled us, and we had a good comeback, but, you know, they probably deserved the win in the end. And since then, you know, we've gone on, we've beat Bray Rovers, beat a good carry down side, which was very tight, you know, and went on and gave a good performance then against the Bears and Pearshig afterwards. So we've been getting better since the carry down game, I suppose. So we're just hoping out to kind of push on again and maybe improve going into the final, you know.
Do you think the first round loss was down to being county finalists last year and maybe being preoccupied with going all the way this year and, you know, just maybe having your eye off the first round?
No, I don't think so. I just think it was one of those nights, you know, where we went out and they were probably, you know, that bit more up for it. More, they got a great start. We were felt a bit dead in the feet in the first 10-15 minutes, you know, and they just built up a big lead, and we did very well, you know, to get it back, but just couldn't get it back there. But definitely not coming off the county final last year, you know. I just think it was just a night. Douglas were flying fit, really up for it, and I suppose, you know, they got their win, which they deserved that night, really, to be honest with you. They're just a better team, you know.
You mentioned making progress throughout the championship as you moved along and hoping to maybe improve in some areas for the final. What areas would you pinpoint?
You know, the main thing with us is, you know, we look to get a good start all the time. I suppose that night against Douglas we didn't, and it kind of cost us. So, you know, we'd love to get out there and straight from the word go, hit the ground running, you know, and kind of get that good start that you need, I suppose. It's great to get the start because you build up momentum. If you get it early, there's nothing better, you know. It's a great feel-good factor, knock on a few scores. But in county finals, you know, it's always going to be really tight. So if you hit the ground even running there, you probably won't build up a lead. But, you know, it gives that feel-good factor, that momentum that's vital to get going early, you know.
The win over an Pearshig, quality side semi final and a good win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you're playing a Pearshig, you know, you know what they're coming from. You know, they've great heart, great hurlers, great bit of tradition up there. And you know, we knew we were going to be up against it. Like, and the lads were saying there, it was probably one of our biggest battles this year physically. You know, they rallied in the second half and brought it very tight, and that's what you always get with them, like, you know. So we were delighted to in the end kind of push on and get a bit of a lead against them, you know, which to do against them is always a great feeling, you know.
So preparing for another county final now this year, you have the experience over the last number of years of winning and losing by, as you said, tight margins. I think 2 points there for most wins and losses. So what do you learn going into a county final and preparing for a county final from both the experience of losing and winning them?
I suppose the one thing we know is that it's always tough work, you know. I'm not sure if we make it tough work for ourselves or what, but it's just when you get to a final, everything goes out the window, you know. You can't predict anything. Anything can happen. It always goes under the wire. It always seems that way with us. But, you know, any of the ones we were successful in, you know, when you get to them, you just enjoy them. The less pressure you put on yourself, I suppose, the easier it is to perform. So that's definitely the way we'd be looking at it going into it, you know. First of all, enjoy it and just tear into it and play it as if it's your last game, I suppose, you know.
You'll wear the favourites tag though, because, you know, your experience in finals and last year and the whole lot, everything weighed up means there'll be heavy expectation on you, or do you think you'll feel that?
Yeah, you know, when that comes with the territory, I suppose, when you've been lucky enough to get to so many finals over the years, that tag has come now a bit, like, over the last couple of seasons, you know. And it could be tough to play with, like, if you want to look at it like that, but, you know, we just ignore totally, like, you know, and we just focus on nothing outside the camp, and it's just always all about the players inside and their own performances. That's what we looked and we focus on. So it doesn't really make a difference at this stage, I suppose. You know, if we were favourites, it wouldn't really bother us. If we weren't, it doesn't matter either to us, you know.
As captain, how much does it change your role in your prep for the final?
Definitely not anything in my preparation for the final. I'm looking forward to it, you know. Maybe even that bit more. It's going to be a special day, you know. Whenever you can lead a team like this, a team of players of this quality and people of this quality, you know, out into a county final, it's just an absolute thrill and an honour for me. So in that regard, you know, it's exciting. But once the ball is thrown in, you know, I suppose it'll be as if I was preparing for any other final that I've played, and, you know, just all out kind of go for it, you know.
What sort of a captain would you describe yourself as, though? Are you the sort that's banging hurls off tables and making big, you know, impassioned speeches, or what sort of a captain are you?
Oh, geez, definitely not. No, geez, we're lucky enough to have a few characters inside our dressing room, you know. So, the fellas who were once the kids of the, I suppose, the class of 2007, we used to call the old minor team. We got 6 or 7 or 8 or geez, even more players out of that. But they've come of age now, you know, and they're the leaders in this dressing room. So my role is very kind of small, to be honest with you. You know, it's just wearing the tag in a way. The younger guys are definitely driving this whole thing on, like, and you know, it's I suppose I'm first out of the dressing room, and that's basically it, I suppose, enough for the tosses. Is the role of the captain these days for this team, you know.
As we mentioned, your final appearances, you know, it's gone every second year, and you'll often take more out of losing a final than you will from winning it. And do you think that's been why Sarsfields have gone, you know, ebbed back and forth between winning and losing finals?
You could look at it that way, but I don't think so. You know, I just think every year is its own year, and it brings its own hunger. You know, we've been so used to before this generation of being hurt by maybe getting to a county final and not winning, or going to 50 years that time without winning one, you know. So it meant so much to players over the years in this club, you know, like the likes of Mickey Allen, Brendan O'Callaghan, legends of this club now, other guys who would have played with Cork now, like Teddy and all those, John Constantine and all those guys, you know, they would have played for years and never won anything. Never won a county, you know, so they would have been hurting those days, you know, and we would have been there as children and all that kind of stuff, watching those games. And you know, there was a time when Sarris would have went out in May in a first round, there was no back door. So just the experience from seeing that is kind of brings its own hunger every year, so that's definitely what we look to focus on again going into this county final.
And Pat, speaking to Mark for us on Sunday after your semi-final, you know, praise the dedication and commitment that you make. You're a very professional bunch, and you know, commitment is second to none because you've been in county finals for the last number of years.
Yeah, well, that just shows Pat's modesty, you know, trying that on us. But definitely, like, we'd heap it back on him as much. You know, Pat as a player definitely brought a standard to this team that, like, set the tone for the team over the years back in the 2008, 2009, 10 when he was driving the whole thing here as a player. He set those standards, and since he came in as a manager, he's even try to raise him even more. So, like, we know the standards now that he sets, you know, so we try and hit him for him, you know, which he's instilled in us.
It's good that we're in the final, but we had a rocky old start. I mean, Douglas beat us, and we kind of got over by Rovers, but, like, we did another sticky one against Carrigdown, like, and we kind of regrouped then after that, and for the Bears game, and we kind of trained hard, and we kind of trained properly, you could say, like, and then we did a good performance against the Bears, and kind of the same now against Pearshig, so we're kind of going alright now, thank God.
A good challenge against the Pearshig, and you had a fine performance yourself. Very happy with your form, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, look, I suppose things didn't go my way with Cork this year. I started the first game against Waterford, it was poor, and I never got a chance to get back in, and we lost in, like, so it was kind of a disaster. But I always know, coming back to my club, like, that I'm going to have to put in performances, and it's always good to come back and be able to do it. And yeah, look, I kind of have to pick up my form now, so I'm kind of happy enough at the moment, which is good.
It'll happen for every club that has an inter-county player, but do you think the inter-county disappointment and coming back that bit sooner this year compared to last year would have a boost to the club and helped build that level of commitment that you need for a county final?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of been the thing with us over the few years, which is not a bad complaint, like, that we had a couple of fellas playing with Cork, like, but it's kind of not fair then on the fellas who are playing the league games, and then we kind of come along and take positions then, and it is kind of hard to get back in the swing of things, like, but or I suppose you could say we're kind of used to it now, which makes it easier, and it's good now that we got back a bit earlier, as you said there, now, because we could have more time to train and get a few more league games in before the championship comes on, you know.
How much does last year's disappointment, how much do you talk about it, or do you talk about it?
I suppose you'd kind of reflect on it here and there, right? Like, but you don't want to be harping on about it too much, because at the end of the day, like, it's gone, it's past tense. It's like the counties we won. Like, you don't want to be going on about them because they're done, but you're never going to see them again. It's always what's going forward is the important thing, and that's all we want to do is look forward to what's coming, not look back on what's after happening, you know?
That's what you have, though, over the last number of years, the experience of winning and losing. It means you should be able to handle county final build-up very well.
Yeah, we should. I mean, as you said, we've been there now and we've won them, like, so it's no change to us. Like, I suppose the big thing is just that we have to take it. Like, it's going to be the first one. Like, it's the first one, like, that we were in 2008, because that kind of happens. You fellas get complacent, and in fairness, no, like, we haven't been getting too complacent over the years, but there was games, like, against Douglas now this year, we weren't tuned in properly. I suppose the final last year, we were kind of flat on our feet. And, like, I suppose that's the last thing we want to do now this year, after kind of putting a few good performances, be complacent for the final, you know?
What fears would you have for this team going into a county final, or, you know, aspects of the game that you'd be fearful that you'd be vulnerable?
Yeah, but yeah, you could say that. Like, but I mean, after last year, we should kind of know, like, that we shouldn't be too vulnerable. And I suppose with Douglas after beating us this year, if they win, like, you would have a fear of them. I mean, I have good respect for the Glen and Douglas, but like, you'd be always worried that, like, they'd have no fear of you. You know, I mean, it's kind of easier going into games where when teams think, oh, Sarahs are probably just going to beat us, but just no one fears us now anymore because everyone knows they can beat us. I mean, we're no invincible team, as you could see over the years. Like, we won, but we've lost our fair share of games too. Like, so it would kind of make it easier for teams coming into games. Like,
what was it, 1-10 you scored at the weekend in the semi-final?
Yeah, yeah. Look, there's a lot of them freezing. The goal, it was lucky. It was only a sideline cut, and like, Fraggy, we kind of giving out now saying he got a touch of it. Like, so I suppose we could give it to Murray, but everyone thinks I got it. Look, you need a bit of luck anyway. It kind of happened in 2010 as well. Conor Sully hit a free from our own half back lane, and everyone thought I got a touch in it, but I didn't touch at all. It just went straight in again. You know, these things happen, like, you know.
Do you think about that though? Like, would you be worried about having to do the same the next day? You know, the air of expectation that might be on you after that.
Yeah, look, there's always expectation on people, especially when I'm one of the senior kind of players, like, and playing with Cork as well. Fellas are going to look to me put in a big performance, like, and which it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I've seemed to be doing it week in, week out anyway, and I just think that, like, it's only another game, and I just worry about getting into the game and getting on the ball and doing the simple things right. And then, like, all of a sudden, then you might have a couple of points with freeze and you're kind of in the game. But, like, if you worry about it too much and try to do the spectacular thing, you'll never do it. I mean, you've got to remember there's 15 fellas there too, it's not just me. And, like, so, like, winning the ball and passing it to another fellow and he gets a score is just as good as getting a score yourself, you know. So you just have to, it's like being just kind of confident of everyone around you and being confident in your own ability instead of trying to do everything yourself, you know, is the important thing.
A player of your experience, you know, preparing for massive matches with Cork, how does it compare then comparing for massive matches with Sarsfields?
They're similar. I mean, everyone know, every team has gone first professional now. Like, I mean, the build-up is the same. Like, I suppose the only difference is with Cork, like, we nearly gone for a weekend, and I kind of nearly prefer it with Sarahs, really, because it's a bit, I personally, I wouldn't be a massive man for warm-ups and stretching. I prefer just going on and playing the match, you know, and it kind of suits me better playing with Sarahs, because it's kind of quicker, like, and we're in the game, draw. Like, I mean, against the Bears, I came from work, like, I only started a new job there in Finnbar Galvin's not so long ago, and in fairness, it was going great, but I was rushing from work. I only got to the game a half an hour before throwing, like, and it was grand, you know. So I think, yeah, it's good, like, you know.
You'll keep the head down, so in the lead up to the county final, and, you know, go about your own business and try not talk about the match or thinking about the match too much.
Yeah, but look, everyone's going to be asking you questions. I mean, that's kind of part and parcel. But yeah, look, every day I'll be talking about hurling to someone anyway, you know. So it's not nothing new, like, and I suppose I just go about it like I always go about it, like, and things won't change too much, you know.
Do you think you're at an advantage that you know, Douglas and Glen Rovers is going to a replay, and you'll have to wait another week to find out, and they'll also have just a week to prepare for the county final? Do you think that gives you the edge?
Look, I mean, at this stage of the year, like, you're not going to do anything more. I mean, you should have your work done, so if anything, they could be in a bit of an advantage because they'll have momentum and they'll have a good buzz. I mean, it happened to us, like, most years it happened with us, like, it would be week after week, and I thought it stood to us great, because, like, at the end of the day, a match is much better than training, like, and you kind of learn a lot more from it. So they'll have another match now to get things right, whereas we only had one or two games, but, like, they'll have a lot more games now, and they'll be able to give fellas more game time and work things out better. Like, so it's kind of better, really, in a way.
Do you spend a lot of time considering your opposition and matchups that you might be facing?
No, I don't. I personally don't care who I'm marking, to be honest. At the end of the day, if you get your own thing right and get your own hit right, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, that's one problem with fellas. Like, if they get too worried about who they're marking, they forget about the ball. At the end of the day, look, if I have the ball, the other fella can have it, you know.
Yeah. The county final build-up to the club and the community around the place, special time, and, you know, you've delivered county finals, albeit in defeat, some of them you've had the victories, but it's a special time for the club, and you'll enjoy the week, the build-up, I'm sure.
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, like, even down training now, like, in the nights getting dark, like, there'd be a few people around, and all the young fellas be around, and it's great, but it's in the club, everyone's upbeat and happy, and it's great to be hurling this time here. And, like, even with the under-16s now, and the minors being successful, and under-21s are still in the county, and even the Camogies are after winning, I mean, the whole club is kind of really, really going well, and it's a good buzz. It's great to be involved in it, like.
I suppose it's very mixed. Like we started here with a defeat to Douglas, and on the day, you know, they were a lot better than us and deserved to win. And we kind of struggled through against Carrick Down. With Bright Rovers, and then Carrick Down. You know, it was a few hairy moments there against Carrick Down. But like, we know that this is the time of the year now to be coming right. You know, we upped it against the Bears, and we upped it again on Sunday against the Piercing, and it's the time to be delivering like that. You know, I think it's a great asset when we get the lads back from the Cork team, like, you know, Keane, now Connor and Daniel. Once Cork finished like that, they were there training every night with us, and it really picks things up, because fellas know things are getting serious when the lads are back. And you know, obviously you want the lads getting to all Ireland finals, but from our own point of view, it's great to have us back, great to have them back, because they just bring great professionalism from the training of Cork, and you know, they're great lads, and it just drives things on. So it's been mixed, but I think we're going in the right direction. There's been progress, steady progress the whole year like that. But we know we're going to have to really, really bring up game whoever we're playing the next day. Look, we saw the first half of the Douglas and Glen game, and you know, the intensity, it looked fairly fast out there. You know, you had some great players on show, like the two Cadigans and Hoggy like that. So we know first to win the county in 2 weeks will take a massive effort and a lot better form. So it delivered us so far this year anyway.
You talk about the progress you've made there and maybe hitting form at the right time. Do you think you're peaking now and have more in you for a final?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a thing with us in the last few years. We kind of start sluggish enough in the championship, and then as things get serious, we seem to pick it up. I know it's not that easy just to switch it on. You can't just go county final and be into county final like that. But you know, things are going in the right direction. As I say, the Carrick Down game was probably, look, Carrick Down, we knew Carrick Down weren't going to be a bad side. We know some of their players, and there's some very good players like that, and they're going to have a right cut off us, which every team, I think, does. They always seem to, you know, lift their game against us, and which is, I think, is a compliment, but it doesn't help us. Like, but there'll need to be a massive improvement against the Glen or Douglas, whoever comes out of that on Saturday. But I think it is in us like that. We haven't delivered a full 60 minutes all year, and I think we're heading in the right direction of doing that now. And you know, look, it's exciting times. Like lads, we love playing county finals. We love the whole occasion, and you know, even training there now tonight, there was a great buzz after coming back down. And you know, we'll train hard now this week and wind it down. But you know, we'll be tearing to go whoever it is on Sunday week.
On possibly being slow to get going and still waiting for that full 60 minutes of hurling, do you think that's because you've so much experience at county finals and, you know, that's the big match that you're ultimately getting up for?
Yeah, I suppose. As I say, you know, when the lads come back training with us, the Cork lads, it brings a great boost. And, you know, to be fair to them, in June, July, you know, it was out the months of Championship of Cork and the kind of club games, you know, with the situation there now this year where the club games were put back because of the, you know, the drawing game between Cork and Waterford, and that kind of just upset things a small bit, like. And, you know, we came up against a very good Douglas team who were hopping on today and deserved to beat us. But I think it is experience. I think we know that, like, you know, there's no point peaking in June, because you're going to win or lose, you're probably going to be off for six or seven weeks. That this is the time now to be improving the whole time like that. And that comes with being, you know, like the experience we've had from winning county finals, getting there, and losing county finals. Like, you know, fellas know both sides of the coin, and believe me, like, there's no worse place than losing it, you know, when you've all the other team supporters and everybody running in, and you know, you just want the ground to swallow you up, like. And you know, more the fear of that feeling is a serious driving force as well. Like, fellas don't want to be losing two county finals in a row as well, like that. So, but you know, it's, as I say, it is exciting, and the experience that we have will hopefully help us on Sunday.
I know you won't discount either Douglas or Glen Rovers, whoever comes through, but the fact that Middleton are out of the championship now, and as you say, thinking of last year's defeat, it's all a help.
I think it doesn't really matter to us that Middleton are out. You know, they were deserving county champions last year, and look, it was Douglas who put them to the sword, like, as they did us in the first round. So it's whoever comes through that, they'll be hopping after winning a county final, you know, and people are saying that'll be tough going in or playing 3 games in the 2 weeks. But you know, we know ourselves, like, if you got told you had to play a county final in the morning, you'd do it straight away, you know. You'd and it'll become whatever team wins after a tough game on Sunday, but that'll bring them on, and whoever wins that, sure, they'll be buzzing coming in. And you know, it's a great momentum thing to have, you know, coming in, whether it's Douglas Cooke getting to their first county final, I think, or the Glen getting back, who loved to have a shot off us after the county final a few years ago. So sure, we know it's not going to be easy like that, and counties aren't, they're hard earned, and you know, looking forward to, you know, whoever does come through.
How are you feeling about your own hurling at the moment this year and in the full-back berths this year?
Happy enough. I was kind of, for a league game below in Killa, I was kind of the first game, and I was kind of surprised when I was thrown in there, because I didn't play there that much before. I played there kind of under 16 for a small bit, right? But I was swiftly moved out the field after a few games. But I'm happy enough now at the moment. You know, it's great when you have, like, it's a great come for me when I've Conor Sullivan on one side of me and William Carron on the other side, two absolutely brilliant hurlers, and always there to kind of sweep up after me if I leave it behind me. But I'm happy enough at the moment. You know, obviously, fellas always feel they can lift it another 15-20%, which I'm confident of trying to do anyway. And like, you look at the next day, whether it's the Glen or Douglas, you know, there's going to be some lively forwards. You'll either be on one of the most established intercounty hurlers in Patrick Horgan, or Alan Cadigan, the most exciting talent in Ireland at the moment, hurling and football. You know, he'll be buzzing around here, and you know, we know from playing Douglas in the first round, they have some very, very lively forwards, and we'll have to be on our toes and they'll take stop being like that. But happy enough in there, it's going, you know, we haven't been beaten, and you know, it was great not to concede a goal against the Pierce. You know, they had a few moments where they looked like they were, until William Kearney got in a few heroic last minute blocks. But happy enough there now at the moment, as I say, you know, it's always good when you're winning anyway like that. So happy enough to be there. You know, the competition on the team is frightening like that. You know, we've won the minor there last 2 weeks ago after two epic games against Killa, and there's three or four of those lads who are actually on the panel at the moment now. And you know, they're really pushing us on, because it's kind of frightening now when you think we won in 2007, and you're like, those lads were like 12 and 11 at that age, and it's frightening now to see the boys coming on. You're kind of looking over your shoulder already, and we're only like, there's a bulk of us only 24 and 25, and it's kind of looking, you're like, geez, these fellas are chasing us up. And the great thing about this management team is that, like, if a fella's going well, he'll be given a chance. I know it is one of the cliches that, you know, look, we've 26 fellas, we could play any of them. And I think that is the case here. Like, you know, we had Conor Dolan there now the last day, who probably isn't that well known around the county, but is like consistently one of our best performers to hear, because he plays all the league games, plays all the challenge games. Probably hasn't got as much championship gate time as he would like in the last few years, but you know, he came on against Carrick Down and, you know, turned the game for us, won some dirty balls, settled us down, won some frees, and scored three great points last Sunday. And that's what you need. It keeps fellas taking over like that. And John Michael Costano, hopefully he might be fit enough to play some part. But you know, it just goes to show that it's great to have fellas to step into the breach when you need it like that. So
The build up to a county final, you'll enjoy it, or will you be nervous, or will you try and keep the head down?
Try and keep the head down. Look, There are things to enjoy. You know, it's like we've been lucky enough now to get to a few in the last few years, and it's an enjoyable week. You know, there's lads buzzing in training, and it's great to be training this time of the year. But you do just have to kind of put the head down, and you know, even we came down here now Sunday night after the game, and you know, one fella was telling you, oh, I'd hate to play again, I'd hate to play Douglas like that, and you know, so you just have to kind of keep your head down. But look, we've experienced the county finals the last few weeks or last few years, and you know, we're experienced enough to know they're great occasions, but they're only great occasions if you win afterwards. Like it's as I said, it's one of the worst feelings in the world when you're beaten, and you know, the build up is great and all that, but the thing is about the game on Sunday, and you just try and focus on that. Like you try not to think about it too much, because you'll only go off your game otherwise. But it's a great thing to be looking forward to like that. So very happy and very looking forward to know next Sunday.
I suppose since losing to Douglas in the first round, it obviously wasn't ideal, like, start of the year. So I suppose, like, since then we've kind of knuckled down. Like, I don't think we've really changed anything as regards training and stuff like that. Like, we've kind of kept to the same game plan, same training. I suppose we've just kind of been building momentum as we've got along. We obviously had a good one over Bray Rovers, and had a very lucky kind of escape against Carrick Down. Like, I mean, they had a shot or two goal towards the end of that game, potentially to win it, like, and like we could have been knocked out so easily. So I suppose obviously then we kind of kicked on again against the Bears, and I mean we had a very tough fight the last against the Pierce. I think level after 60 minutes and kind of weren't going great, and I suppose maybe you could say that bit of experience maybe kind of saw us, got us over the line at the end, I suppose, like. So yeah,
at some stage during the championship I heard, you know, somebody inside the panel of the club defending the criticisms you might have received over the Carrick Down match. Yeah. Did you feel the pressure locally?
I suppose you always kind of, no matter how well or bad you kind of play, you're always being criticised, I suppose, which is a good thing too. Like, I mean, if you're going down and fellas are saying you're excellent and brilliant and stuff like that, like, you kind of might kind of get a bit complacent, like. So I suppose when you're getting a bit of criticism, it's probably not the worst thing either, like, it kind of keeps you in line. I suppose we probably got more criticised after the Carrick Down game, I suppose, because it was so close. But I think people had an unrealistic expectation against Carrick Down because they're a divisional side. I think Aina said last week there that, like, they're made up of a number of intermediates with some of the best clubs in Cork, and they're taking some of their best players. So like, a lot of those lads would have played for Cork and stuff in Rage. So I suppose we weren't surprised that who closed the Carrick Down game at all. We were just happy to get the win.
Mm. And between the Carrick Down game and the first round loss to Douglas, they're the sort of things that, you know, harden the mind and really focus the side.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think I said already, like, that nothing changed after the Douglas loss, which I thought was probably the best thing, because we kept doing what we were doing. Like, I mean, we were going well all year. Had a bad day out against Douglas, and like they played well too, and they're obviously a great side. I mean, they played the semi-final last Sunday, so like, we weren't disheartened by it. We didn't get down, we just went back to training the following Tuesday. No one fell out with each other, there's no arguments, just kept going as you were going, like. So that, like, that's like the only way you can go about these things, I suppose, is keep motoring on, like.
Yeah. I don't mean to go on about the first round loss, but do you think that was an element of somewhere in the subconscious being preoccupied with getting back to a final, to win a final, being the beaten finalist last year?
No, I suppose, like, we knew that Douglas were going to be give us a good game. Like, I mean, like, they've great players in every position of the pitch. Like, they're the one team in Cork, you could say, where I suppose they don't have any weak areas. I mean, they're strong in all lines. I suppose, like, that day, things probably didn't go our way. We probably dropped our heads a bit. I mean, I think people forget as well, like, I think there was only a point to win at the end. I think Michael Cusson came on and kind of, like, really made a big difference for us. So, like, Douglas was a setback, but I suppose in the grander scheme of things, it probably worked as a positive for us, like, yeah.
Mm. How are you feeling about your own hurling this year and at the moment?
Yeah, like, I suppose I kind of played my best game there against the Pierce League the last day, and I suppose it's nice to have a bit of form at this time of the year. I suppose I suppose it gives you a bit of confidence, and I suppose other kind of fellas might feed off, and you'd be trying to encourage other fellas. So, like, I suppose I'm happy enough with how I'm going. Like, I suppose playing in full back line can be tough at times, like, because it's kind of maybe tough to express yourself. You're kind of, I suppose, in your head, you're just all of a sudden to yourself, no goals, no goals, no goals. So, yeah, I'm happy with how I'm going anyway.
Do you think the Cork involvement developed your game, helped bring it on?
Yeah, like, I suppose being brought into the Cork squad after the Munster final, along with Mark Collins, playing with Douglas, like, was a great exposure for me to that level of hurling, and I suppose that intensity of training. And I suppose it's something I've tried to bring back to Sarahs when I've come back with the lads, I suppose. So, like, obviously a great experience for anyone to be involved in any intercounty team. And, yeah, it has certainly brought me on a bit, I suppose. Be that in confidence, probably the biggest thing has helped me in, like, just, I suppose, being aware that you can compete at that level. And I suppose it gives you that extra bit of drive, like, to kind of lead the way a bit when you come back to your club, like, and kind of try to drive on, I suppose.
Mm. Tell me, how will you deal with the build-up to a county final? Obviously, you've plenty of experience getting ready for a county final.
Yeah, like, I enjoy it. Like, I suppose it's nice to be around Cork City, and I suppose the week of a county final, I think Daniel has to go up to Dublin before the county final, and he'll miss out on that, like. So he's disappointed not to be around, and I suppose there's great buzz around the club, and I suppose everyone enjoys county final week. I suppose it's what you work all throughout the winter for, in the muck and in the rain, like, it's where you want to be down here training county final week. So I love it, I enjoy it. I think it's hard not to enjoy it, And I suppose you're just coming down to the match and just looking forward to that, and just hopefully goes well in the day. Like,
I don't know if superstitious the right word, but are you? Do you think about the fact that, you know, it's been win, loss, win,
yeah,
loss?
Yeah, like I suppose some people have said, I know we tend to be winning every even year. I suppose you could make that argument, but I just think today's we've won county finals, we've played well, and we've probably got a bit of luck, which is massive. I think, like, in all the county finals we've won, we've been down a point or two going into the closing stages of the game. Maybe got that bit of luck. I think in 2009 we were annihilated by Newtown, there was no luck there. We were just terrible and they were the better team. So, like, I wouldn't really be superstitious. I suppose it's just giving it all on the day, and maybe you get a bit of luck, and or you don't, like, and I suppose that's just how it goes, I suppose.
Barr, as you say, the Newtown match, it's been 2 points or 1 point either way for the last number of finals. So, and depending on which finalists you come up against, you'd expect it'll be a highly contested match.
Yeah, like, I suppose that's why last year's county final last was so gutting, I suppose, the fact that we lost, I'm not sure was it a point or two, but I suppose when you lost to Newtown in 2009, we were annihilated, and you could kind of accept that you weren't a better team and that they totally deserved it on the day. Whereas last year, being beaten by Milton, I suppose, by such a small margin, like that was very difficult to take, considering we did perform on the day, and they obviously performed well with, I suppose, Connolly Hank at 2-10. And I suppose, it does come down to that bit of luck on the day, but I mean, all you want to do is perform, and perform to your best ability, and to have no excuses. So that's all you can ask for, I suppose.
Sure, look, we're delighted with the county final. We probably started slow, you know, obviously, maybe a bit of a shock that we were beaten by Douglas, by some people, but look, we knew how good Douglas were, you know, and look, they're after showing how good they are, they went on to be Middleton the county champions. So look, we're delighted to be in the county final, you know. I suppose we didn't play great against Carrick Down, but I think we just had the Cockfellas back at that stage, and they were a bit disappointed and stuff. And but against the Barrows, then we kind of really turned it on, I thought. And last I did again, you know, against Pearshaig, so we ground out a very good win, you know, played well in patches, and but like fellas defended very well, you know, and showed a lot of heart for what they wanted to do the job properly. And look, we think we're in a good place going into it, you know.
Good. And what aspects of your game do you think you could improve on?
Well, I suppose, look, all the time you want to be a bit more clinical and take your chances a bit better, and just moving the ball faster, small bit, and I suppose maybe a bit more accurately, and getting the ball into space a bit more. But look, we're very happy with the effort of fellas and tackling and chasing and hooking and blocking and the basic side of things, you know. But look, obviously you can work a small bit more on the tactical side of things, or the skill areas as such, you know. But look, we're very happy where we are, you know. So look, it's all roll on Sunday week, you know.
A lot made of tactics and things like that in the inter-county game. How much do you think it's developed in the club game?
Actually, look, tactics are, look, the most important tactic is your attitude. Do you know, that's what we keep saying to the lads, you know. I think if your attitude isn't right, it doesn't make a difference how you are tactically. I think tactics have, but maybe when the games are tight, tactics come into it, you know. I think that's definitely the case. But you have to be physically fit, you have to have your skill done, you have to have your attitude right, and then you can talk about tactics after that, you know. So that's the way we work it anyway. We try and get a fella's attitude right and get their application properly on the day of matches, and we try and develop it from there, you know. And then it's all about fellas then making their own choices in matches, you know, because you have to give them the ability to make decisions themselves, you know. And that's what we do a lot of that training, you know, decision based games and stuff like that, you know, so the fellas can react under those conditions when the pressure comes on.
I don't doubt for a second, off the back of last year's county final defeat, it won't be hard to focus the lads this year.
No, it wasn't hard to focus them, really, you know. Obviously there was a bit of a downtime, and we kind of gave them a good bit of time off. We didn't really come back till kind of the end of April as such, or the start of April, sorry. And you know, I suppose maybe we were behind, maybe a bit in fitness, stuff like that, you know. But we work very hard, and the lads work very hard to get themselves back right, and we think we're coming at the right stage, and we think we'll be able to perform at a high level Sunday week, you know.
And a lot to be made of the fact that you've been in so many finals over the last number of years, and you spoke with Mark on Sunday after the semi-final about how, you know, you have that experience, and it counts for an awful lot.
It does, yeah. Look, the one thing that we have is we have the knowledge that our fellas can perform in a county final, you know. So and that is key, like, you know. We know our fellas will be able to you know, whoever we're playing, there's maybe a bit of nervousness with those teams, whether they'll be able to play in the final or not, you know. We know our fellas will be able to deliver and be able to win, and that's a great consolation for us as a management team, knowing that they can go out and do the job, any job that we ask them to do, you know. But on any given day, you have to make sure that you're up for it and you're ready to go, and I think our fellas are at the moment, you know.
Back in as manager now this year after winning in 2012, and, you know, watching from the sidelines for the defeat last year, it gives you a very fresh perspective, I'd imagine.
Ah, it does. Well, I suppose, look, I only retired myself playing hurling in 2011, so I was with the lads for a long time, you know, so I wouldn't say retired, actually. I haven't retired, I said, but I just kind of moved on to different things, and it gives you fresh perspective, and I suppose I missed it, and I haven't been involved for 20 odd years with our senior team, you know. It was a big wrench, you know, but I just have work commitments kind of came against me and I couldn't do it, you know, and family commitments and stuff like that, you know. But look, it's great to be back again this year, and obviously look, with Ray, my brother, playing as well, you know, it is a great bonus for us, you know, and a great way to spend time with him as well, and time with all the lads that you'll be friendly with, you know. So, but look, there's a huge commitment required from everyone involved, from management, from even our wives and girlfriends and partners and stuff like that, you know, because there's a lot of things that you miss out on, but it doesn't really make a difference, really, when you're winning counties. You know, they're the sacrifice you're willing to make, you know.
That's the special part about it, as you mentioned, you know, all considered the fact that you're not that long gone away from the playing panel, now involved in management. The close-knit that's there, it's very special for the club and the community in the build-up to a county final.
Ah, yeah, but sure, that's what the club is all about, you know. You have to have, that's the most important thing about being a club, is being close to it and the enjoyment that you get, you know. And look, like all our fellas, they're all their friends, their best friends are down here with them, and all the closeness you have, and all the best memories they have the last couple of years, and nights out, or it might even be nights out after county finals or anything like that. It could be nights out, you know, just together or whatever it is, or going on trips away together, you know. And that's all from being down here as 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds and meeting their friends down here, you know. So it's great for the club, it's great for the young fellas, you know. Fellas get great enjoyment out of it, and you know, with a lot of the senior members of the club as well, you know, they get great enjoyment out of seeing this, you know.
How big a difference has it made this year having the three intercounty lads with you from so much earlier in the season?
The minute comes back, well, we actually had four in the end, because Willie Carney was on the panel as well, and look what it does. It just, when the minute they come back in, the training standards with Rays, you know, obviously, because they're pushing it on themselves, you know, and you need fellas like that, you know. And like Ian Martin came back from Wexford as well, and it raises the standard of everything, you know. And the boys are very, very ambitious, but so are our own guys, the fellas that don't make the Cork squads as such, you know. And we'd have a couple of fellas that would have been before or there before as well, and Ray and Michael and Ty Gold Murphy, and obviously especially Fraggy, you know. And Fraggy would expect very high expectations of fellas the way they train, you know, and he's a great fella around our squad, you know, and fellas look up to him, you know, and that's pretty much it, really.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's new Red FM.